this song again. We have an amazing hour of programming for you here on the Midday Show with Rick and John as we bring you some 80s music that John listened to and thought of me.
I know. Kaja Goo Goo.
Pause. Ooh, good
Thank
call.
Thank you.
Jason Longshore.
Jason's the only one that got it.
I was not able to pull that. All right, coming up next, 15 trades for Julio Jones. I have 15 possible trades for Julio Jones. I have a 90-day fiancé update for John Michaels.
Do we have Chantel coming in
Hold on a second. I have a 90-day fiancé update for John Michaels. Okay. That's his new favorite show.
It's
and
not my new favorite
I am
show.
So excited for our slice of life. What's your favorite movie scenes? I just gave Mark Owens three, okay? I gave him one from Dumb and Dumber. I gave him one from There's Something About Mary. And I gave him one from the movie Swingers. So
something about Mary?
Swingers, something about Swingers.
Good call on Swingers.
Yeah, great movie. So three scenes. You will hear them play out in our slice of life, which is at 1:40. Off the top of your dome, favorite movie scene, Jason Longshore.
The obscure one that came to mind. Anybody seen the movie Rad? BMX movie from the 80s.
It's been a long time.
It's Mark's favorite movie.
The scene at the end, the Hell Track race at the end with Crew Jones winning it, that's an unbelievable scene.
Mine was the basketball scenes in Teen Wolf because they were so realistic.
Yes.
A 5'1" Michael J. Fox dunking.
Wait, you mean the same scene they showed over and over again?
Yes.
Why do you have
that? That is unbelievable.
Right,
and he's grooving out to it, too.
I knew I loved Mark Owens.
I mean, who doesn't have the Rad soundtrack hooked up ready to play at all times? Come on, guys.
Now, are you going to call Mark Owens sexy like Julian Gressel was referred to earlier on this station?
Oh, not going to go there. I love his music taste, but no.
That keeps coming up.
It does. Just pops right on up. Boop. So, Jason.
No, more like.
Yeah. How do you feel talking to the two soccer gurus at this station? When you think
Behold
of soccer,
the greatness.
You think of Rick and John, who will square off in the World Cup finals. One of my two teams that I chose so eloquently with Croatia and England against France. Viva la France.
The wee-wees.
The soccer knowledge of pulling a name out of a hat.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
What are you talking about? I drafted my team. I went through, and it was very strategic. I knew everything about the neutral zone trap that Croatia runs. I don't even think that's
I remember claims of it being rigged. I remember claims of being screwed over. All of these things were said afterwards. And you have two teams out of the semis.
Well, because I got Switzerland in the first pool. I picked first and literally picked a team that should have probably been in the third.
You got
bucket.
The worst one out of the first pot. Definitely.
But then I got out of the next two pots, I got the two best. Yeah. I got England and Croatia.
Hey, they were by the FIFA rankings. They were by the just complete FIFA rankings, which I think are kind of BS, but there wasn't really another way to do it.
Do you like, and I know you were going to watch the World Cup anyway. I can say for me, and I think I could speak for Rick as well, I have watched more of the World Cup than I would have just because of the pool that we put together here at 92. I mean, I'm literally in the mall with my wife as the Croatia-Russia game. Croatia goes up in extra time. I'm like, yes! She's like, what is wrong with you? I said, Croatia just scored. She goes, what?
Where's Croatia?
I'll be honest, I couldn't pick Croatia out on a map. I have no I know it's in Europe somewhere. If you said find Croatia, I couldn't find it, but they won for me. They won in penalty kicks. I was driving back from New Orleans, and I had the game down when it was England in penalty kicks. I actually watched the English one. It was in one of the first-round games to advance, and I'm screaming for penalty kicks the same way. This has actually been a tremendous World Cup.
Oh, it's been an amazing World Cup. It's been the best one that I can remember seeing because you have – the heavyweights not dominating. You have new faces like Croatia. They've been to one semifinal before. You've got just lots of excitement. Only one scoreless draw in the whole tournament.
Really?
Only one.
What match was that?
It was one of the group stage games that didn't matter, really.
Okay.
So it wasn't anything that even mattered. Even in the knockout rounds, it hasn't gotten overly defensive. It's been the best tournament that I can ever remember.
What's the biggest surprise that you've taken so far out of the World Cup? And obviously, you still have a semi and a final to go.
The wee-wees.
No.
Because you told me last week that Uruguay was going to beat them.
I thought they were. The French have surprised
kidding.
Me. The Belgians
That was friendly
me.
Shade right there.
No, it's all good. They both surprised me. I worried about their mentality. And they've kind of stood up. Belgium failed yesterday. I thought it was a bad tactical plan from Roberto Martinez. France kind of flipped the tables on them. Belgium likes to counter. France said, here, dominate possession. See how you can counter when you're dominating possession. You can't. And the Belgians had no plan to change that. Biggest surprise, England getting this far and looking the way they have has been a big surprise. I mean, it's a young group. No expectations coming in for them. And they've been able to ride that all the way here. I think they're the favorite today just because Croatia's got so many minutes on their legs right now.
Jason, who is the guy, who is the player who has sort of taken the World Cup by storm? You know, not Messi and Ronaldo and all these guys, but who is that one guy, whether it's on France or Belgium or Croatia, the one guy who's been the it guy of this World Cup?
I think it's still up for grabs. I think in terms of the way they've played and contributed to their team, it's Luka Modric from Croatia. I think he would be my vote for Golden Ball, the player of the tournament. That could change, though.
How about Harry Kane?
Harry Kane's in that. I think he's going to win Golden Boot. That was one prediction I had right going into the tournament. Mbappe from France. I think if he has a big final, he could win that Golden Ball award. And he's a teenager. I mean, he's just been unbelievable for that team. He is one of the fastest players I've seen. I want a race with the ball at their feet, a dribbling race between Almiron and Mbappe. I would pay to see that.
Mbappe, any chance if they win that he comes out to Mbop? Maybe a little bit of Hansen. That was Hansen, wasn't it?
Yes. I don't know if Hansen was big in France. I'm not sure.
Dude, you're my boy. That was your worst analogy ever. You hit me with Hansen. Really? Really, John Every Word Michaels? You hit me with Hansen, right? I thought you were an old school player.
I am.
OSP, baby.
I am.
Hansen?
Yeah.
Mark Owen should be hitting us with Hansen.
What? Really? You put that one on Mark?
Man.
That is just shade.
Seriously.
He's not even listening. It doesn't matter. He's got short-timer syndrome.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody gave me 45 movie clips to pull for the segment, so I'm back in the lab working on the 140 segment.
At least you got them now and not at 135.
Okay, look. Okay, Mark, gangster, I need there's only 19 I need, okay? And some of these are in black and white. Some of these are from a silent film, okay? So good luck.
And make sure you have the Disco Biscuits playing over the backdrop just so we have some music. All right, Jason, we haven't talked to you since Wednesday. Atlanta United's had a couple of matches. Let's go back to Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
What went wrong up 2-1 in the 82nd minute with a chance to get 3 points on the road?
Dallas goes for it. They go to four up top, which you don't see very often. Tata Martino made the right call. He added a fifth defender. Miles Robinson, in my opinion, made one mistake. He overcommitted on the first pass. At that point, you have to either get the ball or you have to make the foul. He did neither. Parkhurst and Robinson not on the same page. They're able to split them. They go in and get the equalizer. The go-ahead goal is such a fluky goal. It's a corner to the back post. Parkhurst tries to clear, can't get it out. Shot blocked off Larinowicz. It could have gone anywhere, and it falls to Tesho Akindele. I thought it was a fluke. I think a lot of people kind of freaked out about it. It's one of those things that happens sometimes in a season. You just have a bad mistake, and then you have bad luck, and you lose. I loved the response in Philadelphia, though, where you go in and pretty even match. Philadelphia didn't play midweek. They come in fresh, and it was a wide-open game in the first half. I think a wide-open game, Atlanta United, more often than not, is going to win that, and they had a great second half to dominate.
The Philadelphia game, in terms of possessions, usually, correct me if I'm wrong, United has the advantage in time of possession. It was 53% for Philly, 47% for United. They went to nothing. So talk to me about how – was that something they did to us, or was that our strategy against them to give them more possession? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, probably a little of both. I think Philadelphia is a team who wants to control possession more, especially at home. And Atlanta was coming in after Wednesday night in Frisco. Philadelphia had played the weekend before. So Philadelphia comes in with fresher legs. I thought the first half was wide open, completely even. Philadelphia had some chances. They had 11 shots, but only one on target. I thought Atlanta had the better chances. Andre Blake made some big saves to keep them in it. And as the match went on, Atlanta looked more dangerous on the counter. And look at the two goals. I mean, the first one is an unbelievable pass from Leandro Gonzalez-Pires, a center back who you're not paying to be a playmaker. And he hits that ball 40 yards with the outside of his right foot, just on a dime to Miguel Almiron. That's the next level stuff Atlanta United has, that most teams don't have a center back who can do that. And in the second goal, I mean, it's poetry. You have that combination with Barco, Almiron, Martinez, Villalba. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it was a beautiful goal, and they had Philadelphia going all over the place. I want to go back to the penalty kick that Joseph Martinez takes. He's got just the right amount of jerk in him, doesn't he? And I say that with all love behind it. But for him to run up like he's just going to blast it and then deke him, and then he's kind of messing with the hair, is that the flair that you want and you like to see out of Atlanta United?
Yeah, I love it. I love that kind of in-your-face swagger. Mm-hmm. And I think Atlanta United has it in spades because Miguel has it too. You know, Miguel, you see smiling Miguel all the time. Wait till you see in a match angry Miguel Almirón. I love it when he is just going and wrecking people defensively, running past people like Jonathan Spector for Orlando. I love that this team has that edge to it.
Here's what I'm asking, and maybe here at 92.9 The Game, we can make this happen. You know I'm a big fan of the turnover chain. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to order another one. Why not? Because it's almost football season. It's only $30. They've lowered the price on the turnover chain. Can we get a goal chain? Can we get one of those where every time Atlanta United scores, just a big AUFC or somebody's got to come up with something, and we run out there and put it on a play.
See, I was trying to think of this because the turnover chain is not like a touchdown chain. It's,
right.
it's something different.
Right.
So what would that equivalent be?
I don't know that there's any – because if you steal the ball in soccer, you can't run out mid-match.
No.
It have to be a goal chain. Like, that's the only way because there's sort of a natural stoppage. Guys are celebrating. Can you get one of the bench players to come running out with the chain? How awesome would that be? And how much merchandise could we sell if we come up with a goal chain?
See, you couldn't run out there because then you're picking up cards. You're picking up yellows.
You know what?
For your guys
a yellow
on the bench.
Who cares? A yellow card, schmellow card.
Hey, we got to think about this. There's got to be something that would work in a soccer context that would be like that. And it would, I mean, as a Georgia guy, it's got to be better than the Savage Spikes or Savage Pads or
Thank
whatever.
Thank you.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Marco,
you don't like
I don't like them.
Jason, you can do the spikes on the pads. Just don't call them Savage.
It's the name, yes.
It's the name
that bothers me.
It's such a – dog fans, I love you, man.
The idea I
I'm
love.
Behind this
the
team.
Name
I don't
like.
I don't like the name.
I don't like the name.
I think it's cheesy as hell. Corny, all that jazz.
The pads themselves, that's cool. That's fine. That's Road Warriors. That's old school wrestling.
Yeah.
I dig that. But we need a better name for
Savage
it.
Savage pads? It's like way too close to maxi pads for me. It really is.
What is the official name? Do we have the official name right? Because I've heard
Savage
it both ways.
Pads.
It's Savage Pads.
It's Savage
is the official
pads.
Name, or is it Savage Spikes?
Spikes.
It's
Savage Spikes.
Spikes.
It is Savage Spikes. Okay.
It's right. Slightly better, but I still
don't
like
it. The overused alliteration, right? Everybody feels like it's got to be the same letter and, you know, all that.
We've got to make this happen, though. We've got to get a gold chain. We've got to find something just to add to the
We need something.
Yes. Because we're already the team that everybody in MLS hates. Mm-hmm. Let's just make them hate us even more. Be completely in your face.
I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with that. I think we already are that, but if we want to kick it up a notch,
take it up a notch.
I'm glad you went there. I love Joseph Martinez, all right? Love the guy. I love the flair. I love the edge, the swagger, obviously the production. The guy's the most historic goal scorer in MLS history. But not in total goals, but you know what I'm saying. In the small amount of time he's been in MLS. But I love all that kind of stuff, but I have a feeling that not everybody loves that stuff. Do you think that bravado, that extra, is why the whistle sometimes does not go our way at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Tough question alert, Jason Longshore.
I wonder. You know, this is something that I think Atlanta sports fans would be on this page, too. Atlanta, in general, as a sports city, doesn't get a lot of respect from referees. Yeah, I think we've seen it with the Falcons. I always think of it with the Hawks and the run that they had with that Eastern Conference team.
Scott Foster.
That Cleveland series. Oh, man. I don't know if that's it. I don't know if that's why we don't get the calls, but the fact that Atlanta United doesn't get these calls right now, leading the league, and this isn't like an isolated thing. This has been 2 years of sustained excellence, I think, from Atlanta United.
Mm-hmm.
They should get more calls. And I get incredibly frustrated when I see Philadelphia's strategy of where they pick the right spots on the field to go at Ezekiel Barco and just hack him all over the field, and they get talking twos. They don't get yellow cards.
Right.
When Atlanta's going to invest in the attacking talent they have, they need to get more respect from the league and from referees. And that's an ongoing soccer conversation. I mean, Neymar, that was the big talking point of the World Cup, as he's getting kicked all over the field. I hated the way he responded to it by turning into a fish and flopping all over the field.
He turned into Vlade Divac.
Yes, that doesn't help you.
Or Varejao, right?
Yeah, Anderson Varejao.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That doesn't help you. That's the wrong response. You have to continue to play through it, but at some point it's got to be addressed.
We love the suggestions coming in on the Solomon Brothers.
Okay.
Text. A few people have said, instead of a chain, let's go with a crown. How about the header crown? Like anytime
well,
you score
you get
a header
hat trick, you get hat tricks, you get the crown. That could work. You could play off of that.
Somebody said the corner chain, like if you score off a corner kick,
okay,
we go with that. Somebody also said, how about let's, in honor of Jason Longshore, throw Kangos on the field every time we score.
I like it.
I love that.
If we're throwing Kangos on the field after goals, man, those are a little expensive.
I was going to say, the problem is you're going to run down with a bag and just start throwing Kangos in a bag.
I'm working out a deal with the stadium staff.
That is awesome. Hey, Jason, great stuff.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Appreciate it. As always, we take a break. We come.